Hello and welcome to the Dragon Show. That's Dragon and Fair together. I'm Xander. This is Alkali. This is Alkali.
I'm not here.
God damn it.
Happy 420.
Happy 420. Getting in.
Oh, god damn.
Can you talk?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Okay, because your voice already sounds like that already.
Yeah, people have told me that.
So you're constantly high, is what you're saying.
You know, people have told me that as well.
Oh, okay. Mm. Why is 420 the thing?
You know,
nobody figured it out. It's just the time where kids would get high or whatever.
Well, seeing as it is 420, let's look on Reddit, and someone I'm sure did today explained it to me like I'm five. Why is 420 important to potheads?
It's also Hitler's birthday. Which
maybe that's part of it.
Which we kind of celebrated by apparently fucking him. Okay.
Wait, what did we do?
In the last podcast, we were talking about how we fuck Hitler. Actually, that was you.
That sounds about
you
right.
You started that on the History Channel, fucking Hitler. God damn. That guy is self-aware. It's not fun anymore.
Okay, that commercial, if you haven't seen it, there's a History Channel commercial that the camera starts deep in his scalp. It's wonderful.
But back to 420, which actually relates, because Ancient Aliens would be fun high.
Ancient, I think it is.
you kind of have to be to enjoy.
All I do is watch Food Network and History Channel. I know what both of them are like high.
Oh, I think that you are constantly high. If all you watch is Food Network and History Channel.
Hey, I enjoy it.
The high guy would be the most easy guy to satisfy on Chopped. Here's a bag of chips. This is amazing, man.
Oh my god.
Chips and salsa. You're a genius.
I've actually, they showed up on Netflix. Cutthroat Kitchen is on there now.
Okay.
So I've been watching that.
Okay.
It's the most ridiculous show ever. Like, all right, give me $10,000 and I'll take away their cutting board.
What?
And it goes back over to them. They're like throwing meat in the air and chopping it as before it falls. It's awesome.
So they're using like people as cutting boards and stuff like that?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Cutthroat Kitchen.
Okay.
Fun times.
I don't think we've ever actually like, well, they're trying to make 420 into a holiday. Well, not a holiday, but like a get shit past day. I don't know if you saw that.
No, I didn't.
Yeah. Like Bill Maher and other people are trying to make it so. I don't think here in Illinois, it's like a lot. It's not even talked about. And Hillary doesn't seem to be up for it. So
yeah, that's a shame. That's a shame, too, because how great would it be if the first female president goes in there and she just ruins everything for the super, super conservatives?
Yes.
Just goes in there and is like, yes, once every month, everyone can get high and leave me the fuck alone. Goodbye.
Well, that's why they said Obama could not be the weed president, because just for it to be the black guy, it would be terrible.
Exactly. Which is a shame, too, because you know he's got a weed room.
The green room,
exactly. Yeah. He's growing it in there.
The green room in the White House, yeah, absolutely.
I just want to see him and Putin bonding over a joint. I think that would be the most amazing thing ever.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, so anyway.
Well, before we get off the pot topic, you're forgetting the commercial that we saw.
Pot topics!
Pot topics!
Okay. Anyway.
When we watched The Simpsons, don't you remember?
Oh, okay.
It's finally went mainstream.
What?
We watched Simpsons on FXX. The channel that did the fucking 2-week marathon of Simpsons.
Yeah.
Which was impressive. It was a brilliant move on their part.
On FFX.
FXX, we're sitting there watching it, and all of a sudden a commercial came up for programming for 420, and it was blatantly pot-centered.
Yeah.
Like, they didn't even try to hide it. It's like, 420, little innuendo. They're like, hey, stoners, want something to watch while you're stoned? Here's the shows we'll be stoning to you. Stoners! A life story. Stoning. The story of Stone Jesus.
Yeah, it was all cartoons that looked like you would draw when you were high, too. They were terrible quality.
Yep, and I'm sure they're hysterical when you're high. So after we're done here, I'm going to go watch that.
Okay.
We will have a review next podcast.
You better.
Mainly, I highly doubt I will, because if I keep doing this, I'm not going to remember it. Now, if you'll excuse me, you should talk for a minute.
Well, God damn, I'll be driving home, so that's why I'm not doing what you're doing right now, because that would be bad. Anyway, he's still breathing. Okay.
Fuck you.
All right. Last time we talked about butt sex a lot, and I'm trying not to do that. Like, the whole fucking podcast was basically butt sex for Easter.
Yeah, we were horny that one. Did we do that before we fucked?
Yes.
I think you... Yeah, that's probably why. Like... 1 second. Water time.
Okay. Yes, but we talk about butt sex the whole time, so we should not do that. Not like there should be a limit. There should be like a swear jar.
A butt sex limit?
Next to the AIDS jar is the butt sex jar. Well, which kind of makes sense.
That's, I still have the AIDS bucket, you know.
The AIDS bucket is inside the butt sex bucket. It's just, there's less of a risk of getting the coin into the AIDS, AIDS jar.
True. That's true.
Unless you put a condom on the AIDS jar when you use the butt sex jar.
Poor butt sex.
Okay, so...
I think we did do the last podcast before. Like, you came home, and were like, we should knock out a podcast. And I was like, we should fuck. And you're like, I'll tell you what, we'll just talk about butt sex the entire time. Like, sold.
So, yes, let's not talk about butt sex so much.
All right, less butt sex in this podcast. All right. So there we were hot dogging.
God damn it.
There we were fronting.
Oh, okay, different things.
Yeah.
Yeah, I realized that fanny pack is actually also a verb. And I don't... That's not that funny. It's just because you're 420.
No, that's pretty goddamn funny.
Okay, so anytime... Because fanny packs are gay. Now they're even gayer.
They are gayer.
Hmm, fanny pack. That brings me back to Friday.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I remember that. Okay, anyway.
We've been playing games again.
It happened.
Yeah,
because what's been making you play more games?
I go through spurts. Sometimes I just stop playing video games, then I need something to get me back into it, and it happened. City Skylines. Oh, I love that game so much.
You just enjoy those because you're high.
I have a beautiful city. Like, it's the nicest city I've ever made. It's a utopia.
Okay.
And yes, it happened, listeners. I remembered you. I named it properly.
Since you're gay, it's a Fruitopia.
It is not Fruitopia.
It's a Fruitopia.
Oh, dear God.
You should name it Fruitopia.
I couldn't. I had to name it after the Dragon Show. It's what? Called Gaytopia.
Oh, my God. Yeah. It's Gaytopia.
Yeah, we made Gaytopia. Our flag is glitter. For those of you who've been with us for this long in the Dragon Show history, an homage to you.
Yay.
Yeah, but City Skylines, if you get a chance, it is everything that SimCity should have been.
Yeah, you showed me how, with a mod, you can zoom in really far, and it's awesome.
So, okay, I'm going to give total credit to City Skylines and Steam here. Dear God, I've never been able to mod my games. Like, I remember years ago, it's like, I want to play Skyrim, and I want to see dicks. Can somebody come over and mod Skyrim so I can see dicks? And either you or Drag are like... Fine, and you clicked four things, and then there were dicks in my games. But City Skylines, the mods are like, you don't go into the game, you look through the Steam Workshop, and it's like, yeah, do you want to zoom in more? Click subscribe. So I click subscribe, and now I can zoom all the way to the street.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I'm really impressed. It's really becoming more idiot-proof, i.e. alkali-proof.
I watched you follow somebody home.
Yeah, I'm stalking people in my game, yes.
Just because you wanted to see if it was, like, correct. It just, like...
I wanted to see the path they took. I needed to figure out where they were walking to so I could put less traffic
there. Well, you figured out things like that they won't transfer twice for commutes.
That's really annoying. Like, you transferred how many times to get home from your job?
Three times, basically. You transferred...
Yeah. These lazy bums... I put in skywalks.
Yeah.
Places where they can walk. They will walk the equivalency of miles. They will walk miles. They will not take a third piece of public transportation. They will take a bus to a subway, and the subway has to let off right by their job. They won't take the bus to a subway, the subway to another bus, the bus to the job. They're like, no, I will stay at this subway. I will stand here and be pissed off.
Do you remember when, like, the Segway was supposed to revolutionize cities? Or that's what they thought it was going to be?
Well, it totally did. Fat people can get Segways now instead of scooters, so they get made fun of less.
Oh, my God. Please don't get that fat, please.
I'm trying, but...
Okay. But I don't want... scooters allowed.
I love nachos, and that's not how... Oh, my God. I'm going to go make some nachos right now.
I want to see a nacho cart on one of those scooters. That would be... That would be the ultimate in sadness, I think.
Going to the ball game yesterday with Mike, the eating king, was actually really fun.
He's eating king.
He is a black hole of eating. He just gets way more exercise than I do.
Right, he's a cop.
Every vendor that walks by, he's like, oh my god, is that guy selling Cracker Jack and licorice ropes? Come here, sir, we have a place for you.
Peanuts and Cracker Jack? I don't care if I ever get that.
Let's root for carcinogens. If they kill us, it will be tame. And then I would go on to a butt sex joke, but
Butt sex.
I know.
No, there is. It's just like you get one every once in a while. You know, it's. Join us. Oh, I see. Never mind. Alkali is not with us right now. He's getting more and more into the spirit. Into the spirit, yes. What?
Spirit.
Spirit Airlines. I saw a Spirit. Exit. Is Spirit Airlines a thing?
Spirit Airlines, yeah. They're the shittiest airline ever.
That explains a lot of things.
Well, they're you can get tickets for like $29.
Oh.
So you're paying to get pissed off.
You're paying to get shaken around like a paint can?
Oh. It's awesome.
I hate it. I hate flying so
flying
much.
Flying is awesome. You love it.
I drove this time.
Yeah, congratulations. Yeah. You drove all the way to Chicago like a big boy.
Yay.
You're a big boy now.
Yeah, a lot of weaving between big trucks and stuff, but it's otherwise okay. But if I did break down there, I'd have to call you or something. And,
I turned off my phone.
Or die.
One
of those things. But the game was fun, the ball game. We had a big net in front of us because we were right behind the catcher. You could probably see us on TV.
Yep.
Have you ever been on national TV of any sort?
Yes.
Do you remember when?
I know. Oh, yeah. Years ago with the flooding that happened in Chicago.
What?
Like, remember there, maybe you don't remember this, there was a huge torrential downpour in Chicago, and, like, suburbs were flooding. And I was on my way home for a Nero event Saturday night because our campsite literally flooded. The lower part of our campsite is on a floodplain.
Okay.
So somewhere out there are still these amazing pictures of this, like, lake that formed. But because it's a multi-leveled campsite, like, there were waterfalls and shit. Small ones, but it was really badass. So we did end up fighting in it. So we were fighting, like, in these waterfalls. We were all soaking wet. We were all... The fight was worth it, but we were miserable, so we're like, okay, we're going home. On my way home, I stopped at a way station. What do you call those? Off the
gay
highway.
Gay station.
A gay station, yeah.
With butt sex.
I did not go to blow a guy. I didn't go blow a trucker. Well, there wasn't any there.
There we go.
I was there was a film crew for Channel 7 who filmed me, and they're like, where the hell were you? Like, you look like shit. I'm like, thanks, sir. I was camping, you know, because I'm not going to tell them Nero. And luckily, the rain had washed off all the fantasy makeup. Yeah, I know. So they're like, oh, wait, you were camping? Do you have and this is 100% serious. Do you have a bunch of, like, wet laundry? Like, yeah. Like, would you wring it out for us on camera and just pretend we're not here? So I was on Channel 7 News wringing out... t-shirts and stuff the parking lot in a torrential downpour.
God, I wish you were in makeup.
Yeah, I do too.
Like,
where the hell were you fighting orcs?
Talking character. The sky god came down and rained up.
Xander, he was called the Sun King. Now, this is true. We thought that he was the king of the sun. No, he was the son of our current king, who was using a play on words. That's right. Oh, no. He was the Sun King. He wasn't very smart. I killed him.
And that caused the rain?
No. That was the Sky King.
Oh, the Sky King.
The Sky King caused the rain.
So, sir, who is the Sky King?
Well, do you know cake?
Yes, I know cake.
Do you know pie?
Yes, I know pie.
That's what happens when you combine cake and pie. It's glorious, but women get so wet that it rains. The moisture. You know, the moisture. It goes into the atmosphere.
So the cake is a pie?
The cake is a pie.
Oh, my God.
And then pussy moisture goes into atmosphere.
What?
Pussy moisture. If all the women get wet, it'll be humid, and then a cold front moves in, and it rains.
So...
And Chicago gets flooded, and I have to wring out a t-shirt.
I never want to go outside. This is terrible. Rain is pussy moisture?
Yeah, that's why I don't like getting wet. So this explains... I'm like a cat in that regard, and no other regard.
Does this explain Seattle?
Seattle is a bunch of pussies, yes.
Okay. It's nothing but pussy.
Sorry
moisture.
For all of our Seattle listeners.
That's why they're all so sad, because they're constantly under pussy moisture.
Especially once a month.
Okay. And it... Oh my god, the skies are red.
That's
with blood.
Not chocolate rain.
Pussy rain.
Menstruation is a pain, pussy rain.
This isn't that funny. Shut up.
All the cotton goes insane, pussy. See, oh my god, a cotton field in Seattle at time of the month?
Oh my god.
That's right. Yeah, hey, now butt sex doesn't seem like a bad topic at all, does it?
No, no. Bring out your tampons, time for the pussy rain.
You make umbrellas out of them?
Umbrellas out of tampons? Those umbrellas would get so, like, fucking heavy. That would be an exercise for bodybuilders. What the fuck was that?
That was a burp, shut up. You have the switchboard over by you. I can't mute myself.
I don't know how to do it. I don't want to touch that thing.
It's actually not that hard.
It's just getting the Soul Calibur voice and everything. Okay. But anyway, I have been losing weight.
You're
lots
skinny.
Of weight.
You're
I lost
skinny.
Like 20 pounds because I'm an idiot. My new thing is intermittent fasting, which is a fancy term for starving yourself.
Yep.
Basically,
you're an idiot.
You can starve yourself for like water fast up for 3 days. Actually, water fasting for 3 days actually increases your metabolism. People don't know that. Not everyone knows that. And if you tell people that you aren't eating that much, they freak out on you on Twitter. I swear to God. But it is okay to skip a meal every once in a while. It's really okay.
So in that, like, I'm going to just use the transitive law. That means it's also okay to have a few extra meals every once in a while.
Yes, every once a week you basically binge. It's okay.
See, I'm just doing that side of it.
No, you can't binge every day.
No, not every day. Once or twice a week. The rest of the week, I just eat normal, massive amounts of food.
That's a terrible diet.
That's a perfect diet, because if you eat enough, you vomit. This is my diet. Eat until you explode.
The Dom DeLuise.
The Dom.
Do you want to look like me? That's not what he sounds like, Jesus Christ.
That's not even close.
Do you want to look like me? I'm Dom DeLuise.
Just saying their name doesn't, says the guy who thinks the History Channel guy sounds like this.
You're too high. You don't know what Dom DeLuise.
I love Dom DeLuise.
I'm Dom DeLuise.
That's not even close. Dom DeLuise was in The Silence of the Hams. It was a great movie.
But seriously, you can like, I'll go for 24 hours and I'll have a protein shake. And the next day,
how can you do that?
It's not bad.
Yes, it is.
Actually, it's funny. It makes you more awake, because like I tried to go to sleep after 24 hours without food and I was so fucking awake.
Because because your entire body's like, you should not die.
Yeah.
Go eat something. Have a cracker.
You could actually go for like 30 days, but the only guys who do that look like Jesus, and that kind of scares me.
That's so terrifying.
Yeah. I don't want to look like Jesus.
Wait, you can fast for 30 days?
Yeah, apparently. You can fast for a really long time.
I don't think that's how that works.
Gandhi pulled it off. Although, I don't know if he even had water. I don't know. But, yeah. Look it up if you're curious.
Don't look it up. You'll all die.
Eat a pie, goddammit.
You know why you live? Because you don't shit for weeks at a time.
Well, that's part
your body's
of
just eating the poop.
That's part of the diet.
No, it is not. You're sick.
The no-poop diet.
Oh, Jesus.
Anyway, so you're coming to visit me soon.
In 2 weeks.
In 2 weeks.
Yep, I'm coming to Seattle.
2 weeks.
You live in Seattle now.
Yeah. I do not live in pussy rain. I live in Arch Country.
Yes, you do live in the Arch Country.
It's the incomplete McDonald's. It's the Silver Arch. See, oh my god,
McDonald's should totally buy an arch right next to the arch.
Yes, like this is ours.
That's brilliant.
This is ours now. Da 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 da. Welcome to hell.
Ferguson's not that bad.
Oh my god. Yeah, Ferguson, we just put a bunch of balls in there and make it a big ball pit.
Yes!
Ferguson is just a big ball pit now.
We've solved the problem.
Everybody happy.
Well, to do that, we need to build big walls around it to contain the ball pit.
Well, black people love McDonald's, apparently.
What?
I don't know. How long have they had "I'm loving it"? I hate that fucking slogan.
I don't think that's black. What is wrong with you?
It sounds kind of ghetto. What?
Oh my god.
Love is ghetto. Love is so ghetto.
Oh my god.
Not that funny.
Da 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 da. Holding gun sideways.
Okay. No, but like the cops, freeze, I'm loving it. They have to say that. They just,
you have the right to remain silent, you have the right to a large fry, you have the right to a small milkshake.
Oh my god. They have like stuff in the cop car. So that way, if they have McDonald's in the cop cars, always ready for them, they'll be less likely to run away.
That's true.
And cause problems. Like,
could you imagine them radioing in stuff? Like, this is dispatch 10-4, we need a 420. Yeah, Big Mac. Dude, that would be the name of the gang leader, Big Mac.
And in every squad car. Wait, what about Big Mac?
That's the name of the gang leader.
Big Mac.
Big Mac. But the other guy, Grimace, don't fuck with Grimace. He got purple drink all over him.
Yeah, there you go. You got it. In every squad car, there'd be a guy dressed up like the Hamburglar. Just constantly saying, rubble, rubble.
Oh my god, is there a prison there? Because they could just serve McDonald's film and be the heaviest prison ever.
Oh my god.
The twink of the prison weighs 400 pounds. I know I'm sexy.
Anyway, you're coming down to half McDonald's.
Heart disease.
And you have a place you have to go called the City Museum.
The
City Museum.
That sounds like something I built in City Skyline. So what is it in Seattle?
It is a place that it's a place that you would make because a rich guy basically rented out a huge museum area and just put cool stuff in there that he found.
Oh, no, that sounds awesome.
So it's just like insane gargoyles and things to actually run around in. Like, you have to sign a waiver that you're not going to get...
So it's like the Museum of Science and Industry?
No, it's like that with balls. Like, there's an actual ball pit, and somebody lost their phone once, and everyone dug out of the balls to find the phone. Like, huge, like, fucking dodgeballs.
Oh, I'm so doing this.
Yeah, yeah.
It's an adult ball pit?
It's not supposed to be for adults, but
it's an adult ball pit.
Yes.
I'm in. This is like that convention that we don't speak of.
Yes, and you can grab a rope and like kind of run around a bowl kind of thing, like you're the Prince of Persia.
Oh my god.
It's fantastic. The most terrifying thing, though, there's the Andy Dufresne crawl, which is not called that, but basically there's a tunnel you can go under that you barely squeeze through. And it is one of the most horrifying experiences of my life, because you cannot see anything in front of you.
Oh, that's awesome.
I don't know what's wrong with you, because that's terrifying.
Well, I've been one of my favorite things, like I still to this day want to go back and do, was going into, I forget where the hell we were, maybe Tennessee? I can't remember. We went down into a cave crawl.
Okay.
And it's basically a cave that's in a giant loop, and you get to go through this thing. And at one point, the guide who's down there with you is like, all right, this part of the cave is perfectly straight. There's no way for you to do any, like, it's level ground, so we're just going to turn off the light and let you guys get to the end of it. And I want to go to sleep. This is amazing.
Oh, wow.
There was no natural light. I've never been anywhere that was darker. It was so cool.
Yeah, but imagine that, and it's like, you can't move.
So you're talking about bondage.
Yeah,
this is getting awesome.
No, god damn it. So this is what this is leading to. If you could rent out a huge museum and put anything in it, what would it be?
Butt sex.
God damn it. Alkalized Butt Sex Emporium.
And it would have the exact same thing that you're talking about.
What?
You crawl into the anus.
Oh my, that's the entrance?
You crawl in.
You crawl into
and it's
aliens.
Pitch black.
You have to go out there, too. So, yeah. That makes sense.
Well, no, the way out is really easy because it squeezes you out. But when you go in, you're going the wrong way. So you kind of got to wiggle your way through and force your way in. And when you get in, you feel dirty and slimy, but slick.
The fire exit has, hot sauce on it.
The fire.
I don't know.
Oh, my
God. Alkalized butt sex emporium. The Abe. You guys going to the Abe? Totally going to the Abe.
All of the guards are dressed up like a single-celled organism. AIDS.
The guards are AIDS?
The guards are AIDS. Oh, dude, I wouldn't mess with AIDS.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, you don't mess with AIDS. And they got little guns filled with needles. Dirty needles.
What the?
Dude, you fuck with this place, you get AIDS. Don't fuck around inside Abe.
Is there a ball pit? AIDS. So are you?
Yeah, but there's only two balls in it.
Does the whole place look like the inside of an anus?
That's just the opening.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's just the opening. After you get inside, there's the fleshlight room.
Oh.
Yeah, it's actually, remember when we went to Wizard's Quest?
Okay.
There was different ways to open doors. To get out of that room, you got to find the fleshlight that has the lock that's penis-shaped. So you just start fucking them. Sooner or later,
oh
the door
my god!
Opens.
So there's fleshlight quest. Is that
fleshlight quest? Fleshlight quest would be the second part. Yes.
Can we have four wizards? It would be just four famous gays as a different wizards.
Oh, so
all
weird.
Acting very bad. If you've ever done Wizard Quest, it's amazing.
Oh, it
one
is.
Of the one of my favorite things is the bad actors.
Yes.
Like barely reading the lines. So who will we get as the four wizards? Of Fleshlight Quest.
The four wizards of... Well, number one has to be Dragor, the Bulge.
I'm the Bulge.
But we'll get Rikish to do the costume, so we won't actually see Dragor's face. It'll just be the Bulge with googly eyes on it.
I request Elton John as one of the wizards.
Elton John may be one of the wizards, but everything he does is singing and rhyming, which I think would be great.
He could be like the narrator guy. Just he comes up on the screen. Hello and welcome to the Fleshlight Quest. Oh my god, it'd be so great.
Well, I remember when I was young, your bum met my tongue.
Yeah, everything goes to his songs.
Yes.
Benny, Benny and the AIDS.
good recovery.
Thanks.
There, Xander.
I'm good at fucking... Yeah.
Then we would need Neil Patrick Harris. That's a given.
Oh, yeah.
Our queen.
I'm the fancy fleshlight master. He is, he would definitely be one of them. He would always have a Heineken, and he jams it up your ass.
Yeah, I like this.
Oh, that's great.
That's one of the keys.
Can we have random asses in the place that are also bottle openers?
And pea shooters.
And pea shooters?
Absolutely. Dude, the anus produces a lot of pressure. We can shoot stuff.
Okay, this is just becoming anus world.
The anus world is a wonderful place.
Alkalized anus butt sex emporium. Okay, yeah. Do you appreciate the anus enough? Well, you can come to St. Louis and to the Alkalized Anus Butt Sex Emporium. Learn all the different ways you can use Uranus. They would get all the wrong ideas. They would think it's a bottle opener. It would just be terrible.
Here at Anus World, we don't fail. Please remember, do not inhale nauseous gases.
So we got the ball pit. We got the fleshlight quest.
Now the last wizard would be the most difficult one because what I would want to do is have something that blows everyone's socks off.
Okay,
we need Obama. Just comes out of the closet. He's like, yeah, that's Clinton. Hold on.
He'd be like,
it's Clinton now because I couldn't remember
hello.
His voice.
Yeah, hello. welcome to, I am apparently the Fleshlight Wizard.
I've been kidnapped and Secret Service aren't as great as you think.
I was paid a large sum of money and they got me high enough in...
I was in my green room meeting with Putin, and Alkali came in. Just kind of came out of an interdimensional anus, which is something they have here.
Oh, my God. The anus portals, that would be another part.
Remember in Wizard's Quest? Like, there were all these, like, tube slides all over the place that you could use to get from realm to realm. Every one of them would be an anus. To get in, you'd have to lube up your entire body and just go for it.
Oh, my God.
And sometimes the anuses would be too tight and you'd have a penalty. You'd just be stuck there. You know, you'd really have to work your way in.
My favorite part of Wizard Quest is watching the mirror room and watching kids just smack those.
Oh, my God. I laughed so hard.
Smack into random walls.
I was there once watching this young boy run smack dab into a mirror. Like, he slammed his face into it, fell down, his nose bleeding, screaming for dear life. And his mother comes running, but the angle that he was at, she thought he was forward, and she slammed her face into the mirror and fell backwards onto her son. It was amazing. It was, because, I mean, if you go to the mirror maze, the first thing it says is, do not run, because you will slam your face into a mirror and your mother will fall on you. Like, oh, and they're just running all over the place, and I'm just cracking.
Of course. Alkalized Butt Sex Emporium is for all ages and families.
Hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, the children's room, we don't talk about the children's room.
We don't talk about
it. It's a daycare center.
Gay care center.
Yes!
Did you even mean to do that?
No.
Okay, maybe I just misheard you.
No, I'm okay with you mishearing that.
Welcome to Alkalize Gay Care Center. Rainbow. They got rainbows anyway. I mean, Jesus.
I'm not even kidding. This is a true story.
Okay.
I'm not going to even say their relationship to me. A person once asked me, he's like, hey, I don't know what to do. If you know any, like, young gay men, could you let me know? Because I really don't want my son to knock up any women, and I really want him to end up being gay. So if you know any, like, gay 13-year-olds, if you could get them to hang out, I'm like, oh, you're really funny. He's like, I'm not kidding. I'm like, you scare me. Well done, you scare me. He has a son and a daughter, and he, like, prays to God that they both end up being gay.
God damn it.
It would be the greatest, he told me, like, that would be the greatest day of my life if either of my kids turn out to be gay, because I won't need to worry about them either getting pregnant or knocking somebody else up.
I'm just imagining watching wrestling. Hey, Sonny, what do you think about him?
Oh, he's enough of a smartass that I could totally see him doing that.
Shut up, Dad. He's got a pretty nice ass, right? Awkward. Anyway, I'm thinking you could also have the swings. The swings would be nice in Alkalize Butt Sex Emporium.
The swings.
For swingers, and then they could fuck. They could fuck during the swings. It would be like, you need two to a swing for it to work.
I mean, we're basically talking about Steamworks with wizards here at this point.
Of course. It would make it so much more fun.
It really would.
But you're not going to work out anyway. I mean, geez.
Oh, my God. What? Oh, my God.
What?
The cum tub.
Cum tub.
Yes, it is a full-size, Olympic-size hot tub filled with cum substitute. We'll call Bad Dragon.
Oh, my God.
We'll get their cum lube and just fill a fucking hot tub with it. We're going to need major fucking pump action in there to get that sludge to go through.
Oh, my God. To get it to bubble?
Could you imagine, like, someone, like, it would look like a humpback whale swimming in it, like, and just spraying cum into the air.
That's just the image is giving me nightmares already.
Oh, and then all the fountains, you know, remember those old fountains? The young kids peeing into the fountain. It's a little statue. You know?
Yeah.
This would just be a gay guy bending over and shooting cum out of his ass. Just across the room, hitting a surface as hard as it could and reflecting off that surface into the fountain. Just splattering everywhere.
Oh, my God. You know, you could do this with, like you could make a lazy river of cum.
Oh, this is wonderful.
Yes, because then you have the statues. And you just, like every once in a while, you just hear, and all the kids stand under it.
And at the end of the lazy river, it gets really, really fast, and you go out of, like, a 6 or 7 inch slide, and we'll call that the urethra. You just go shooting out into the pool.
In
the middle of the pool, a giant egg. And it only allows one person at a time.
God damn it. Yes, all the slides are dicks.
All the slides are dicks.
All the slides are dicks. All right, well, Is there anything else we want to round up?
No. We successfully did not talk about butt sex. Instead, we made the anus emporium.
Oh, right. I that's all I got. What about you? God. You got anything else you want to mention?
I'm going to just go into the living room and watch FXX.
Happy 420, everybody.
Yeah, happy 420. Guys, remember, don't do drugs.
Yeah, don't
do
drugs.
Let the drugs do you.
All right. Bye.
Goodbye, everyone. I'm Alkali.
I'm Xander.
Goodbye.
Bye.